This is KCUR 89.3. The undefeated Central Missouri Jennies women's soccer team is preparing for its NCAA Division II semifinal match at Swope Park Village later today. But as KCUR's Greg Eklund explains, this season wasn't without challenges. The team has been affected by an increasing national trend, concussions.
If Emily Franchette were healthy, she would have been a senior midfielder for what has shaped up as the best season ever for women's soccer at Central Missouri. But she quit the game last year because of her fourth concussion. When asked about the first one at Shawnee Mission West High School, it's apparent that the symptoms linger.
The first one, with all of them, it's hard to kind of remember.
Something as simple as checking her text messages is an arduous task.
I would try to pick up my phone, you know, and maybe scroll through Twitter or scroll through text messages or something. And the scrolling was like, would make me dizzy because of the movement of the words and stuff. Yeah, because it all just goes way too fast. Yeah.
Franchette's situation falls in line with the results of a study released last spring. Northwestern University researchers found that at the high school level, only football has a higher rate of concussions than girls' soccer. Let's say an athlete practices once or plays a single game. We'll consider it an exposure. There are 9.4 concussions for every 10,000 exposures in football. The concussion rate for high school girls' soccer isn't far behind, 9.1.
Great job, Court!
Dr. Meg Gibson, the lead doctor for UMKC Athletics, says she's seeing more concussions.
I think that a lot of that is due to better knowledge by parents and coaches and athletes about the symptoms of a concussion and what those may present and how those may present in our athletes.
The NCAA has recommendations to diagnose and treat a concussion. At Central Missouri, women's soccer players take a preseason baseline test for memory. Coach Louis Theobald says if players have concussion symptoms during games or practice, the first step is get them off the field.
The coaches are out of any decision-making for that, and they have to pass the test, and then there's a 5-day to 7-day period where they slowly work back up to full contact, you know, full soccer practices.
Head injuries in women's soccer occur for a variety of reasons, but Franchette says she made a conscious effort not to use her head to control the ball. That's called heading.
My coaches would even actually yell at me if I would try to head the ball because it becomes instinctual as a soccer player.
And Theobald says his coaching style has changed at UCM the last 11 years.
When we do heading, we have to do, like any technique, we start very basic and work our way up. But I think, like I said, in the last 2 years, I think all soccer coaches have become a lot more aware of, you know, the impact and with concussions, I think, in every sport.
It's an injury found at all levels of the game. Professional soccer player Abby Wambach was struck in the head 4 years ago. The referees didn't allow medical personnel on the field, a decision that U.S. Soccer later admitted was mishandled. An errant ball off the head is how Franchette's career ended, in a preseason practice before her junior year.
It shook my brain up so much that I got vertigo and couldn't see anything. Basically, everything was white, and that had never happened to me before.
Oh. This season, another player for Central Missouri went down with a concussion. Mallory Brody, a freshman from Omaha, missed games late in the season. Theobald says he's been trying to ease her back into action.
I think certainly want to do what's safe for her. Wouldn't want to put her out there at risk, for sure.
Franchette saw Brody's concussion happen while watching the UCM match online.
I instantly became sad for her because I just know how that feeling is, and knowing that you're about to sit out a couple weeks of soccer, and knowing that every day is a struggle because it affects reading, it affects the lights, it just, everything affects you.
If there's one thing Franchette would say to players, it's
take what the doctors say and don't take it lightly. Actually do it.
Yeah!
As an arts major, Franchette has entered a world beyond soccer and has adjusted to the reality of no longer playing. But as long as the Jennies are trying to get to the national title game, she'll be watching. Franchette plans to cheer from the bleachers. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.